Welcome to you. It's great to see you here in the sanctuary and to welcome those who are joining us online on this holy and special night. Writing some 800 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah declared, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel." Let us worship God. We sing to his praise and glory hymn 301, 301, "Hark, the herald angels sing." The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let us pray. Almighty and loving God, the waiting is almost over, and here in the quiet, we step aside from the busyness of these days to be still and to prepare ourselves to celebrate again your coming to us in Jesus, the child laid in a manger and the one born for our salvation. Eternal God, as we hear once more the glad tidings of the angels, may we echo the thanksgiving of the shepherds and join the worship of the wise men. And may we also bow before the one who is Lord and God of all. Gracious God, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Forgive us for taking you and your love for granted. Forgive us for getting so caught up in the trappings that surround Christmas that we relegate Jesus to the periphery of our celebrations. Forgive us for continuing to walk in darkness instead of in the light of Christ. Almighty and loving God, be with us now as we travel in heart and mind to that first Christmas in Bethlehem. Make real to us the joy of the angels, the humility of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child. And let us in our lives glorify and praise you for the wonder of your love revealed in Jesus, the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. In his name we ask these things. Amen. The first reading this evening comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18, the birth of Jesus. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph. Before their marriage, she found she was going to have a child through the Holy Spirit. Being a man of principle and at the same time wanting to save her from exposure, Joseph made up his mind to have the marriage contract quietly set aside. He had resolved on this when an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home with you to be your wife. It is through the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will bear a son, and you shall give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this happened in order to fulfill what the Lord declared through the prophet: "A virgin will conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel," a name which means "God is with us." When he woke, Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had directed him. He took Mary home to be his wife, but had no intercourse with her until her son was born, and he named the child Jesus. Amen. O little town of Bethlehem, hymn 304.
Thank you.
And now we read St. Luke's account of the visit of the shepherds. Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. Now, in this same district, there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch through the night over their flock. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. They were terrified. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. News of great joy for all people. Today there has been born to you in the city of David a deliverer, the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." All at once, there was with the angel a great company of the heavenly host, singing praise to God. "Glory to God in highest heaven, and on earth peace to all in whom he delights." After the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Come, let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the child, they related what they had been told about him, and all who heard were astonished at what the shepherds said. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered over them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for what they had heard and seen. It had all happened as they had been told. Amen. And may God add his blessing to these readings of his own holy word. To his name be the glory and the praise. We sing the hymn, "Still the Night, Holy the Night," hymn 309.
Oh,
Luke chapter 2, verse 10, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. What's the best news you have had this year? Think about it for a moment. Was it the offer of a job you wanted? Was it that the neighbour from hell was moving somewhere else? Was it hospital tests that came back, giving you a clean bill of health? Was it an email saying that you were successful in getting a ticket for the Oasis reunion concert at Murrayfield next August? We live in a world in need of good news, don't we? And even as we gather here at this late hour, in good spirits, I hope, we are nevertheless aware of the challenges faced by ourselves and so many others. The cost of living, political instability, the climate crisis, and conflict in so many places. These aren't just headlines in the news. They have a very real impact on us. And let's not forget our own personal challenges, for we all have them. The joys, but also the sorrows that beset us. The triumphs, but also the tribulations that can weigh us down. I remember visiting Bethlehem in the year 2000. I went to Manger Square and the Church of the Nativity, one of the oldest churches in the world. It was bustling with pilgrims from all over, and there was an air of excitement as we contemplated the fact that if not there, then somewhere close by, Jesus had been born. But what of Bethlehem now? In 2024. Due to the continuing conflict in the region, the celebrations are restricted and things are very different. And because of that and the way that the world is today, we may be tempted to think that the good news declared by the angel at the first Christmas is no longer relevant or meaningful. If that's what you're thinking, well, think again. The good news declared at the first Christmas was good news not for some, but for all. And it was not limited to a particular period in time. It was and is for all time. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you, each one of you, is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. Now, you may disagree with what I'm going to say, but it is my belief that despite all the advances in technology, in medicine, in science, and our knowledge of the planets, the world hasn't changed all that much since the first Christmas and this Christmas. What we need, and what only God can provide, hasn't altered. From the shepherds and wise men to each one of us gathered here tonight, we all need help to come back to God, to find real meaning and purpose in our lives, and to experience within the peace for which our souls so often cry out. Google can't deliver that. AI can't deliver that. Even Deliveroo can't deliver that. Only God can. And that is what God did. He has come to the world and to each and every one of us. He has come in Jesus, the baby crying in the manger. He has come in Jesus, the healer, touching the untouched. He has come in Jesus, the teacher, telling stories of God's love and care. He has come in Jesus, the innocent one, dying in our place. He has come in Jesus, risen and victorious, offering us life, not mundane, unexciting, or boring life, but life in all its fullness, life that shall endless be. This is news of great joy. Dear friends, Christmas comes to us where we are, wherever we are, to remind us that God comes to be with us where we are, wherever we are, no matter what is happening in our lives. Tonight, in Bethlehem, there might not be the traditional services attended by people from far and wide, but I tell you this, in the Church of the Nativity, a service was held, recalling the good news of great joy. It is not news that silences conflict or ignores suffering or that belittles the personal challenges we all have. But it is the good news that God has acted decisively to show us that He loves us and cares for us and wants to save us. It is the good news that prompted the shepherds to leave their sheep and go even to Bethlehem, where in the stable they saw with their own eyes the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And what are we told? Do you remember? They went back to their sheep, back to life as they knew it, with sheep no doubt wandering off and wolves on the prowl and cares and concerns like you and me. They went back to that, but they praised God for all that they'd heard and seen. Why? because they had met their Saviour. And what joy and peace and love and hope they knew as a result. A light had entered their lives, and the darkness could not overcome it. As we hear again the good news of God coming to us and the world in Christ, and as we return to our homes and to life as it is, with all its ups and downs, may we also know the joy and the peace and the hope and the love that Christ's birth gives rise to, and encountering the light, may we too praise God for all we have heard and seen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well, it's Christmas morning, and therefore, let me wish you all a very happy and peaceful Christmas. And let me invite you to exchange greetings with one another. Merry Christmas, Tony. All the very best, my friend. See in yonder manger low, hymn 313.
Thank you.
Our Christmas prayer, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this special moment and for the fulfillment of your promise when Christ was born in Bethlehem. We praise you for this time with its power to gladden the hardest of hearts and most broken of spirits, to stir our minds and capture our imagination, to change us and redirect the course of our lives. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. Eternal God, as we remember that there was no room at the inn, and the Holy Family's escape from Herod to Egypt, we pray for all who are homeless and those forced to flee from their homeland due to conflict or persecution. May the light of the Christ child shine in their darkness. Lord God, in Jesus, born a child and yet a king, you have revealed your love for all. Be with the lost and the lonely, the sick and the sorrowing, the anxious and the exhausted. And be to all who are in our thoughts a source of comfort, of healing, of strength and of peace. Lord Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, we pray for our tired and weary world, for an end to war and poverty, and for peace and goodwill among the nations. God of light and love, as we remember that Jesus was born into a family here on earth, we commend to you our families and our friends, and with the whole company of your people in heaven and on earth, we glorify and praise you for coming to us in Jesus, born this happy morning. And now let us say together the prayer our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. It's been wonderful to see you all here this evening. And if you haven't heard enough of me, I'm sure you have, but you could also come along to Park Church tomorrow morning at 10:30, where I'll be conducting a short service. All will be welcome there. 10:30 in Park Church. As you leave the church, there'll be an opportunity to contribute to a collection for CHAZ, a wonderful, wonderful charity that is there for families across Scotland so that they can get the help and the care that they need when they need it. Whatever you're able to give will be gratefully received. Thank you all. Now, let's raise the roof. Our closing hymn, Adeste Fideli, hymn 306, O come, all ye faithful.
Oh,
May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.